Welcome to Your Kind Voice, a podcast focused on the poetry of messy self-inquiry and letting go. I'm Sondra Turnbull. I'm a holistic therapist and the director of Goddess Kindled Universe. Thanks for allowing me to be the kind voice in your ear today. Don't you just love how the universe gets all synchronistic when you're heading in the right direction? When you pull out all the stops and take those big belly breaths that fuel the deepest, truest parts of your spirit. Well, I wrote the article that I'm featuring in this episode a few months ago, but here I am again in the same part of the cycle as when I was writing about it then, only I'm being called to observe myself on an even more intimate level. You know, the spiral of the cycle has taken me closer to myself. And that's how I find it happens time and time again. So that can't be a coincidence. You know, not that I believe in coincidence. But here, I'll read you the quote that goes with this particular article that I wrote. Own your story. Tear out all the pages. Piss on the text and watch the letters bleed into each other. Wait for your rage to dry. Burn down the whole library. Your story can never not be yours. Anyway, let's get to it, lovelies. This fortnight has been big healing for me. The kind of healing that wallops me in the face, hides opportunities for release, four layers deep underneath my rug, and then rips that rug right out from under my feet. Ah, the compassionate universe in all her glory. Bit by bit, I've had to own my story. Completely. I've had to look at the words I thought were written on the pages and realize that I must have been speed reading my whole life because that story I'd been telling myself was utter fantasy. I'm being kind. Mostly, it was flat out lies. Not merely lies I had told to cover my own ass, but lies I had spun out of my desire to hide, feel safe, make reality not real. My longing to make that horrible thing that happened not true or my fault. Because if it's my fault, I have some measure of control. That's the only way to control a situation, to take on the burden of blame. That was my modus operandi until now. I've woken up, been shaken awake, because for all I know, I have this one glorious life, and damn it, I'm not going to waste another second. It's okay to feel ashamed of some of the decisions I've made. Hindsight is a fucker. All those moments of which I'm now deeply ashamed were the result of me making the best decision I could with the information and understanding I had at the time. It's what we all do. None of us set out to make the worst decisions, to create situations that litter our history with seemingly unhealable wounds. It's totally okay to feel all the feels, but dang, they sting. I've started apologising. I've not quite gotten the hang of apologising, sans spontaneous justification, but it's a start. I'm leaning into the painful stories I've told myself for years. I'm making connections with the characters I've populated those tales with and getting curious about why. I'm loving myself, all the parts of me, even the disgusting bits. The moments that make me cringe to recall. I'm remembering my true story and owning the whole saga. Visit your library. It doesn't matter how deep you bury the key to your library. It's your knowledge store. It's a place that protects every breath you've ever taken in lovingly penned lines of prose. The only key you need to enter is the desire to do so. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Walk through the door. Get curious about your story, lovely one. There is huge healing waiting for you in your library. So there we go for another week, a little bit of my story in your ear as I show you how I'm being the kind voice in my own ear as an example for, you know, how you might like to try speaking to yourself. Try it today. And anyway, oh, I just love doing these episodes for you. Thanks for showing up. Come and visit me at Goddess Kindled on Facebook. And hashtag your kind voice in your comments so I know where you found me. You can also email yourkindvoice @gmail.com with any questions or comments. And I've actually just launched my new holistic therapy website. You can head over there and check out all the ways your kind voice is being heard in the Goddess Kindled universe and beyond. Go to yourkindvoice.goddesskindled.com and roll around in all the yumminess I've got going on there. Anyway, thanks again for being here, darling one. I'll see you next week.